Mike, let's get into a rookie scouting report on one of the inside linebackers of the Bears, John Bostic, right here. Their second-round pick out of Florida. He's got great speed, good sideline-to-sideline player, and he's a good tackler.
And you can tell Chicago, they're trying to protect him and just let him get to the football. Great job here. He goes under the block. He understands that he has force help to the outside so he can go under the block. But let me tell you something. As a rookie, there's things that I'm noticing. You're going to see him scrape air balling, but he doesn't use his hands as much as he should use his hands as a linebacker.
Well, he's taken over for the loss of Brian Urlacher right here. And when he's able to really keep using his speed, he can chase you down to the sideline. I think sometimes he's technically not sound. I don't think he understands where his help is all the time. So I think that would be one of the weaknesses. But he's a guy that can diagnose a play, as he does right here. He's going to see the power coming right now. He's going to figure out a way to get through all the traffic.
You can see the potential that the young man has because he plays off instincts. He does a nice job of finding his way to the football.
Here he is in the passing game against the Baltimore Ravens at the end of the first half of their game. They're just running a Tampa 2, so he's going to open up to the number 3 tight end. He's going to run with him down the seam. He's going to get his first interception of his career right here.
Simple Tampa 2 defense. Mm-hmm. He's running with number 3 up the field. You can tell he's athletic. They like him. Mm-hmm. They leave him out there for all 3 downs. He's probably the most consistent linebacker, but he has a long way to go.
Well, I think a lot of misdirection is going to bother kids because the guys that have speed, once they get going the wrong way, sometimes they take themselves right out of position. Look for John Bostic to show up this Sunday.